Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homebase Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to another edition of the National Black Unity News Show here hosted on Homebase Business 101. We want to thank you for tuning in this evening. We want to thank our 47,000 plus listeners out there in Blog Talk Land who have tuned into a show here on Homebase Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You know how we do? Well, each time we open this show up, we open up with daily motivations for African-American success written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. In today's reading, September the 9th, 7-11 or the two-minute drill. Quote, "My family keeps me centered. They tell me when I need to turn the dial down," unquote. Earl Graves, founder of Black Enterprise Magazine. A day after his checkup, a man called his doctor to get his results. The doctor said he had bad news and worse news for him. Which did he want to hear first? The man decided he'd rather hear the bad news first. The doctor said the bad news is that you only have 24 hours to live. As expected, the man became distraught. He shouted into the phone, 24 hours to live? I can't believe this. It's incredible. What could be worse news than this? The doctor replied, the worst news is I was supposed to tell you yesterday, but I forgot.
Wow.
The Bible says, wealth keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and he that ruleth his spirit, and he that taketh a city. Unquote. This is a great thought, but have you ever felt just a little frustrated with these words of truth, especially when it's so difficult to keep your mind focused on your objectives? And out preoccupied in sometimes hectic lives, we need the patience of a saint to, quote, think on these things, unquote, all the time. So what's the key? How do you stay focused in the midst of turmoil? Each morning I take just a few precious minutes to mentally set the tone for the entire day. This mental condition helps to slow me down or buoy me up, depending on my needs. These golden moments incite me to enthusiasm and calm me with tranquility. Just a few minutes each day can work wonders. By taking time to center ourselves, we can approach life in a peaceful state of consciousness. We can laugh at absurdities of our fears and at the incongruities of life. Today, I will take a few minutes to relax and center my thoughts. And this is so important, you know what I mean? We're living in a constant 24-hour day world where things just seem to be boom, 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 going, going, going. Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you get this done? Did you get that done? And if we don't take time to focus and understand that life is about living moment to moment, you know, moment to moment, and getting the best out of each moment so that you can make sure that your moments count. And that's just so, so important, David. And, you know, again, I want to thank Mr. David Murphy for being on the show tonight, the host of the publisher of the National Black Unity newspaper. And, you know, we're going to kick it around here a little bit tonight. We got some events coming up. Let's start off with the October 12th event, David. You want to go ahead and tell our listening audience how that event, what's going to be happening at that event and how it's going to flow?
Thank you, brother. Yeah, first of all, I'm going to say greetings to each and everyone who's listening to this broadcast. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be with you. And I'm going to first, you know, thank my brother Satavi, for hosting this radio broadcast, and first thank God for even allowing me to be on it. But, yeah, we have a fantastic event coming up on October the 12th. It's the Authors Showcase and the networking event. And if you're in the Maryland area on October the 12th, or you're going to make your way here, it's going to be a fantastic event where you get to meet and greet a lot of the authors in the National Black Unity News who have powerful information to share with you, not only in the newspaper, but in person to you. And then we will have a host of different authors with all types of books that they publish. And so, like I say, words are powerful. Words are powerful if you use them in the right context. And so a lot of the authors will be sharing information about why they wrote this particular type of books that they authored. And there will be food available, so it's open to the public. There's no cost to participate. But we do accept donations, though. But like I said, we don't want no excuse for you not to show up, because when you show up, and that's when you get information. You know, show up and just let the results happen. And like I say, and we're looking forward to a fantastic event on October the 12th. And if you're a vendor, you can also participate. We still have some space available where you can, if you're an author or you have products, goods, or services that you would like to market to our audience, please give David Murphy a call at 443-455-2373. Again, that's David Murphy, 443-455-2373. And while I'm speaking on this event, there will be, like I say, food and everything available. We will have some fantastic speakers. You know, we're going to share information with you, what's going on with the National Black Unity News and how one can participate by becoming editors, sales representatives. Or you could also be a part of our nationwide black business directory. And like I say, there will be all types of authors sharing great information with you. And you also, you get a great opportunity to network. It's not how much you know. Sometimes it's who you know. And we have a group of fantastic people that would that's participating with us. So I encourage each and everyone. If you're in the area, October the 12th, or you can put it on your calendar. Come out, support us, because we are here to support you. Back to you, Brother Satavi.
Yes, sir. Where will the event be held at?
Oh, yes, it will be held at the Langston Hughes Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. I can give you the address in a second, but let me get back to you with that address, because my system's acting up a little over here. And it's in the Baltimore area, and let me see, I have it up in a second. Okay, here we go. It would be at 5011 Art Brutus Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215, and it's from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at the Langston Hughes Community Center. And again, like I said, it's a free event. We're going to have food and refreshment there. But it's we do accept a donation. So, like I said, don't let that be any excuse why you shouldn't show up. Because if you, like I said before, if you have a business or a service, maybe you're just an author and you want to participate in this fantastic event, please give us a call, because it's going to be a lot going on that day. And like I said, a lot of powerful information is going to go forth. And we hope and encourage you to come out and participate. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I recently came across some information the other day that, you know, had me really, really thinking in terms of retrospective. I was taking this class, coaching class that I take, and the coach was saying, there's a million different ways to make $1 million, and there's a million different ways to lose dollars. That, you know, just you need to just be focused and decide what path you want to take. Whatever path you decide to take, stay on that path. Well, we say stay in your lane. Know your lane, run within your lane, and make sure that you stay focused so that whatever it is that is out there for you, that you're able to accomplish it. And what's your thoughts around that, Mr. Murphy?
Well, I'm glad you brought that. That's a powerful statement. You know, like you say, stay in your lane. First of all, you have to identify what is your lane. And it always brings me back, you know, you also quoted some biblical scriptures when you started to broadcast. And I believe, you know, I heard someone tell me that in the beginning, you know, God created man. He created the earth. I mean, and then he put man on it. That's even before a woman came. He told the man, he gave man a task to do. He said, he was in the Garden of Eden. He said, I want you to cultivate this land. He said, I want you to multiply the land. He said, I want you to protect the land. And he said, I want you to grow the land. I want it to prosper and grow. And I heard it interpreted as doing this because we are just like that God. You know, we have, you know, God gives each and every one of us a gift and gifts and talents. And we have to nurture those gifts. And if you don't know what your gifts and talents, you know, just think about the things that you like to do, the things that interest you. And usually those things right there, the things that just won't let you go, sometimes it can be food. You may have an interest in food. You know, it might be you might want to end up being a chef or something, or have food services or something. You don't have to be a cook or anything. You can just maybe provide service. This might be your lane. But for somebody like me, the best person I can speak about is myself. So I came up in an area where there was no really black media. And it bothered me because it haunted me all my life, you know, because I'm the only black person here, and why this, that, and why I don't see my people on television, why I don't hear about us in the positive light in other newspapers and things like that. And so those things bothered me, and so I started nurturing the gifts that God put within me. Now here I am, a publisher of the National Black Unity News. And so whatever your gifts and talents are, if you nurture them, first of all, you got to find a bit of the things that you like, the things that just won't let you go. That's a good sign that that's where your gifts and your talent lies at. But you have to nurture those gifts. And once you do that, it is also written that your gifts will make a way for you. In other words, your gifts and talents can provide a living for you if you put in the work, like you said, like Bubba Sotiva just mentioned. Now, Ann, I'm going to just say this to you. We all have, you know, some of us have a multitude of gifts. We can go this way or that way. But whatever way you go, you know, be the best at it. Build upon it. And always don't use your gifts just for selfish purpose. Usually, like I said, if you're an artist, man, you know, so you may have the beautiful art, most art in the world, but you know, if you don't share it with everybody, you know, it's only going to be beautiful to you. And so you have to share those gifts, multiply those gifts. And, you know, like I said, it'll make a way for you, Brother Satari. But guess what else? You know, there's no greater calling than to have not only do your gifts, you nurture those gifts, but to have a mission in life, a purpose in life. And we all had that as well. And what better way for you to make a living, support your family, support your community by doing the things that you love to do? People get up every morning, get in their cars or some modes of transportation and go into places they cannot stand just because they have to eat and sleep. Some people spend their entire lives working for somebody or doing things they just despise doing every day, but yet they trample on every day instead of looking within themselves and nurturing those gifts that they can do, the things that they, like I say, love doing, have an interest in doing. And it's unfortunately a lot of people do not follow up with that, but I was just sharing with you, if you dig deep enough, look within your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, and you don't go get them things that's within you that you know you love doing, you're good at, and work on it. It'll make a way for you. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, it reminds me of the saying, a jack of all trades and a master of none, is that learn what it is that you're passionate about and master it, even if it takes you a while to be able to achieve it. I was reading the story of a young man who was in construction, but he really wanted to be, he really wanted to own his own restaurant. So, but he was in construction, and so he came across a construction job where he had a chance to compete for a building that used to be a restaurant. And he got in touch with the owner. The owner says, well, tell you what, you go ahead and fix the building up, and I do is I lease you the building for the first year for free. And in the building, it had all of the equipment and everything that he needed. The building just needed some work done on it. So he did the work, but it was because of his passion for wanting to really own his own restaurant, he was able to fix the building up and then ultimately open up a restaurant where he had literally no overhead. No overhead. Just imagine that, being able to open up a business with no overhead. So he was truly blessed because he was able to take something that he was, as you would say, a jack of all trades, in the sense of a trade that he knew, but his trade led him to a place that he ultimately was able to take that gift of that trade that he had in terms of construction, redo the building, and ultimately ended up owning the restaurant out of the deal, and he got the first year rent free, and then the next 2 years he had a lower rent that he paid on the restaurant, but it helped him get the restaurant off the ground by having that first year rent free and having it set up the way that he wanted to have it set up. So a lot of us, we run into opportunities in life. And the thing that's most important about opportunities, as I said before, there's a million different ways to earn $1 million and a million different ways to lose a dollar. You need to know which is going to be the right way for you. What are you passionate about? What is it that, you just eat, sleep, and breathe? It reminds me of the days when me and my wife, we ran our culture center. Is that, we were passionate about the cultural center. That's why it was more than some people say, wow, this your job? And no, it's not my job. This is my business. You see, people tell me stuff like, man, you have to put in 17 hours to get the building cleaned up for the for people when they have receptions here and other stuff. And we had a group of people that was supposed to be on our quote-unquote board, but he used to tell me all the times that God didn't give them the building. He gave the building to me and Cynthia. And so, the thing was that, so that was like, I would be complaining and stuff at times about stuff, but I found a way to get through some days, and we had a loyal soldier that, God bless his soul, I know he's in heaven somewhere right now watching over us, and that was Reverend Lloyd Hopkins, who used to come in and help with the cleaning of the building. He took and made all of the different phone calls so that, we could get heat in the building, because when we got the building, one of the problems was the heating system never worked. And the mayor at that time, Mayor Kurt Smoke, we kept calling his office, and ultimately he got the city involved, and they came out and put in a brand new heating system in the building that we was in. And there was people in other buildings that was, that was still recreation centers. It was like, why did they get a brand new heating system? We were persistent in what we did, and we just kept making those calls. And through the persistence of our efforts, we ultimately got answered, and our steps, and I have to really say this, our steps were ordered. In the days
that's
that we
right.
ran
that's
the center,
right.
Because there were so many different miracles of things happening. I remember getting on the bus, and the bus driver asked me one time, you still working with them children? I said, yes, sir. I said, that's what we do. I said, see them on the bus with us, right? Because we didn't have transportation. We used to catch the MTA bus to take children on field trips. We would go through with them how to behave on the bus and stuff like that. But anyway, So I was getting on the bus, you know, and all the children had gotten on, my wife had gotten on, and he's reaching in his pocket. He said, I know I got in here somewhere. I'm like, well, somewhere, I wonder what he's looking for. And he reached in his pocket, and he slipped me a $100 bill. He said, man, this is for
wow.
you, man. Do something special with the children today. You know what I mean? I was like, wow. You know, and I sat down next to my wife. I showed her, the $100 bill he gave me. She said, put that away. We want everybody to see that. Because the wife is always, you know, cautious, especially when riding public transportation in Baltimore. She said, you know, if people see that, you know, that somebody might decide, let's rob them. You know, and I said, yeah, so we're going to be all right, you know. And but the thing is, you never know what doors God will open up for you. I never forget another time when I was, this was years, years later, after we didn't have the center anymore, I was revisiting Baltimore, and I needed to get a hat. And so I came in town, I got off the train, and I said, well, let me get to Lexington Market. I get to Lexington Market, I said, I can get a hat. And for those that's listening, I'm not listening on this, that don't know what a hack is like a, back in those days, we had taxi cab drivers, but we didn't have no Uber, no Lyft. And a hack is someone that basically, you know, you could get a ride with to get to where you wanted to go. Anyway, I get to Lexington Market. I said, get to Lexington Market, I can get me a hack. I get to Lexington Market, and I'm standing on the Green Street side of the market. And so, you know, I'm looking for a hack. This brother comes up to me, says, you looking for a hack? I said, yes, sir, I sure am. So I get in his car, and he says to me, he says, you don't remember me, do you? I'm trying to think. He says, man, he says, you know, you used to do some amazing stuff, man, when you ran that center. He says, I never forget. He says, I was hungry one time. He said, and you fed me.
Oh.
Because, you know, my you know, I was like, we used to give out food, you know, and we would feed people. So, you know, what's the use of having a building and not being able to provide for the community beyond, you know, the means and measures that God has made available for you? So, you know, we used to feed people, and his brother, he remembered me from being fed at the building. And I used to also go around on Thanksgiving Day. What I would do was I would find brothers who had fallen upon hard times, and I'd slip them a $20 bill. I'd tell them, I'd say, you know, look, man, I don't want to hear you back in jail or something again. You know, take this $20 bill, stretch it out, make it go as far as you can. I said, and if you need something to eat later on today, I said, you know, we're going to have something going on at the building. You can come, you can stop by and get a meal. But anyway, those were the little things that we used to do. Well, they were really big things. Those were some of the big things that we used to do that at the time, you know, I looked at, you know, as what I call them little things, just doing my little bit here and there and just being able to find a way to be a blessing to someone. Because the bottom line was that God had blessed us with that building, enabled us to have a place to be able to do what we were doing. And part of that blessing was that my wife had always wanted to have a building for her dance troupe, and because that's how me and my wife first met. She was a dance instructor, teaching dance out of the basement of her house at 5948 Yale Avenue, and we met there, and ultimately we ended up moving to 626 Wildwood Parkway because I got blessed later on to receive my grandfather's house, which was another blessing because I'll never forget my grandfather. And this is very interesting, is that I rode past the area all the day, 811 Arlington Avenue, where there's a big senior home there, today a senior apartment building, Arlington and Lafayette over in that area. And I'll never forget when he moved from there, the city bought his house, they paid him cash, and he was able to take that money he had and buy a house in Wildwood Parkway in 1963. He paid $14,000 for his house at 626 Wildwood Parkway. So when he bought it, he owned it lock, stock, and barrel. And when he transitioned years later, we was able to move into that house and base ourselves back in Emerson Village, where I grew up at, once we had moved from the projects as a family in East Baltimore in 19, 60, boom, 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 boom. We moved to the village in 60, 61, 62, something like that. But anyway, I'm sharing all of this with you to just, my listening audience, to just share. Know the value of your self-worth. When you know the value of your self-worth and you follow that vision, it will enable you to do some things that some people will call miracles, other kind of things in life. But the main thing is staying focused, knowing your self-worth, and being able to accomplish the things that you can accomplish. And that's how we met, David, back then. You know, you had the Informer newspaper, and
you're right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because when you open it, when you open a statement, there's a million ways to make money. But at the same time, you know, there are many roads to get to a destination. And you never know, because like I say, sometimes, you know, being human, sometimes we want the conditions to be just right, you know, before we do this, before we do that. But see, life is a journey. You have to, first of all, just get on the road, take action, move forward. And you never know what turns or bends in the road will take you sometimes. There will always be roadblocks and things that's going to get in your way. But if you focus and you stay true to your calling, to your task, and you nurture those gifts, as I mentioned to you earlier, you never know the outcome, the people that you meet. Because your gifts, like I said, will make a way for you. I keep saying that because it's very important that you understand that. And just like my brother just mentioned to you, when he got on the bus, because the man saw the good works that he was doing. And so because he saw the good works, he blessed my brother. He slipped something in his hand. It was a $100 bill. And just like and when you're on the road of life, there going to be many people that's going to come to your aid because, like I said, because they see where you're going. And they're here to assist you. That's the way the universe works. I tell people all the time, you know, there's a lot of laws we have to deal with. Like I said, there's three sets of laws. I said there's man's laws, there are natural laws, and there's God's laws. And we have to operate in all three of them. But in a natural law, when you move forward, the universe kicks in. You know, when you make your mind up, see, we all interconnected. We connected with everything. And if you have a positive attitude and you really want to do good work, the principles will work whether you want to do good or evil. But then there's another law that you have to deal with. You decide to do wrong. You know, there's God's laws, and there's consequences to that. But on a natural plane, on man's law, on this earth, like I say, we have a multitude of gifts and talents. And sometimes, you know, you have what you call a vision. Sometimes we just use our mind power, your aspiration sometimes. I could just come and just give you an example. As a little boy, little teeny boy, I used to listen to music. And I always did love music. Right until this day, I just love music. And I said, when I was a little boy, I used to listen to the radio because a lot of people didn't have television then. Radio was extremely popular at that time. And I used to listen to all these various types of singing, white, black, I don't care who they were. I used to like music. And I used to always envision them. When I used to listen to them, my imagination would kick in. And I would always see myself on stage singing in front of a multitude of people. They giving me standing ovations and things like that. And it was all good. That's just the way a child was thinking. But those same things, see, that was a talent that was hitting within me. See, it's not that I'm not no great singer, nothing like that. But what I'm saying, I say this to say this to you. Because I had an aspiration, and I never understood the reason why I said, you know, when I was envisioning these things when I was singing, but there was something underlying. See, we don't know the road that we take. What I'm saying to you is this. Today, I publish a newspaper. We do this radio broadcast. We have live networking events with the National Black Unity News. We are reaching people all across the country and beyond. It's not that I'm doing this to be, you know, getting on stage and get accolades or anything like this. But there was a significant mess on the road, on my road to life with this. I, today, you know, when I said I've always envisioned myself being on stage and giving people good music or something like that. But see, you know, your role when you start out sometimes, like Brother Satavi said, they start out with a dance studio and then they graduated to all these other things. And see, that was just a thought in my mind. But today, I still stand before a multitude of people. I don't sing, but I still use words. Singing ain't nothing but words. And see, because I was using a child's mind's eye, see, today I have a platform to reach a multitude of people, not all across this country, all across, actually across the world. And a lot of times, people still walk up to me to this day and give me accolades, not because of the work that we've done. It's not my work. I'm doing the will of God. But I'm just saying, but because I still have that large audience, and see, it could have been a metaphor. Because God always uses things in the Bible as metaphor, a parable that you may call them. And it may not be the same way you envision them, but if the end result is this. I'm still standing in front of a multitude of people, giving them good words through the publication. Not through song, but through a publication. And so, but like I say, we never know how life turns out. And even, like Brother says, time. You see, like, this is how life works. One day, I was doing a publication called The Informer Newspaper. And Brother Satavi, this is how, we don't know how our roads meet. So that's why I say the universe open up to you when you get on the road, because when you make your mind up to do something, things will be added unto you. People will be added unto you. Here I am, Brother Satavi, he moved up in Emersonville. We live in the Baltimore, you know, Baltimore area. And I moved up here around the same time. Me and this brother around the same age. Went to the same school when we was in elementary school. We used to call it Rocklin, and they didn't know each other then. But years later, here I'm walking around up in Emerson Village, and I get a wind of this youth organization. I'm doing a newspaper. I'm a grown man doing a newspaper. I'm 35, 36, 38 years old somewhere back then. And I go into this house, and I see this couple, Brother Satavi and his wife. I'm doing a new thing. I was just looking for good news because I always write about people doing wonderful things in the community. And I see what they did, they took their whole entire downstairs and turned it into a studio for the children. And then I got the dialogue with the children. Didn't know him from the man in the moon, but you know, like I said, our paths have crossed before. We just didn't know it at the time. And I couldn't find out the good work that you're doing. And I kept coming back up there because I did an interview with them one time. Do you know they ended up being had a section inside of my newspaper? We've been dialoguing ever since them did 30 something years ago, you know. And so, and they had blessed me with something that I don't think he even noticed until this day. But see, the things that I've done in my life, sometimes, like Brother Satavi said, sometimes things can get heavy on you. Things get weary on you sometimes. You know, you don't know how you're going to make ends meet sometimes. And then God shows up because God works in mysterious ways sometimes. And so when I meet people like Brother Satavi and his wife Cynthia Jahi, I saw their dedication. I saw the love they had for them children. And I just said, man, people need to know about this couple here because they were so genuine. And I do have this thing called the gift of discernment. Where, you know, I can kind of detect when people, you know, are for real. And they moved me with compassion. And I offered them an opportunity to participate in my newspaper because I said to myself, people need to see this type of dedication, this type of love that this man and wife are doing, not only with each other, but for their children as well, for the children in the community. And as time went on, they graduated, like Brother said, you know, Brother Satavi said, into a big rec center, one of the largest rec centers in the city. They took that building, that facility, put all types of activities in it, blessed the whole community. Not only did they bless the whole community, they blessed my children as well. I sent my children to their facility, and my children loved it. And they know Brother Cynthia, they were children then. but they have a fond remembrance, and they've had a great impact on my own children. And so what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, on the road to life, no matter what your gifts and talents are, God will always make a way for you. And I'm not trying to preach to you, but I'm just going to tell you fact, because I lived, I'm 68 years old, and I have seen, like I say, you know, sometimes I don't know how you're going to rub two nickels together. Sometimes, you know, things get in the way in your life, and it seems like you want to give up or give in or give out. But sometimes you have to listen to your heart sometimes. That passion, Brother Satyri was speaking about, that passion that you have. If you love music, if you love working with your hands, or you love helping people, and you have the gift of communication, whatever it may be, but you had those things, if you nurture those things, and God, they, like I said, they will always make a way for you. But you have to nurture them first. And you'd be surprised. Like I said before, there's no greater honor. And like I say, even to this day, ladies and gentlemen, I'm jumping off a course right here. But even to this day, Brother Satyri, like he just shared some things about his past. I shared some things about my past. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If I never lived to see another day, and I may not, I have aspirations just like everybody else do. I have things I want, things that I desire just like everybody else. I want to be secure just like everybody else. I want to provide for my family. I want to have a way. I want to travel. I want to do a lot of things. But at the same time, we have to chart this course, what we call life. And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, when you walk this life, and things get in your way, you just have to press on, because God always will put people in your life, Brother Satyri and Sister Jahi. You know, they encouraged me so greatly. I saw the love and passion that they had for them children. And then when I got into those rough spots in life, them difficult times in life, it brought things to my memories. Like I said, I look at people like Brother Satyri and his wife, I say, man, look at the passion they had for their children. And then I understood why I was doing the things that I did. So I was putting out newspaper. I was putting articles and stuff in my newspaper, like people like Brother Satyri and his wife, Cynthia. And so that's what encouraged me on, because not only did this cover, but I had met people all over this city who were doing wonderful works, but nobody knew who and where they were, except for their immediate communities, the things in their little circles that they operated in. And God has blessed me with a gift and talent to go out there and expose the good works that they were doing. And until this day, I'm still doing it. See, it's not about what I'm doing. My thing, I tell people, I'm a servant of servants. I'm a network of networks. I bring people together, in other words. I'm here to assist people like Brother Sister, you know, Brother Satyri and his wife Cynthia. My job, my task in life, this is what I get joy into doing, to see their growth. And if I could be just a little part of it, just to help them, that's what the National Black Unity News is all about. We expose people like Cynthia and Brother Satyri through our publications, like this radio broadcast. Now we're helping each other. He hosts the radio show, and I do the newspaper. But we do a lot of these other things as well. We're still working in the vineyard. The harvest is great, but at the same time, brothers and sisters, those who are, you know, listening to this radio broadcast, see, me and Brother Satyri, we get on these airways sometimes. Sometimes we bring guests in, and sometimes me and him just talk. And we do that for a purpose, because we generally care about our people. And we have a track record. We have put many years, blood, sweat, and tears to try to unite our people, from children, like Brother Satyri, we deal with children. My forte is business owners and everybody who's doing something in the community. That's going to be an uplifting to our people. But at the same time, Cynthia and Brother Satyri, David Murphy, and a lot of us out there, man, it's not an easy task sometimes. But see, we don't move because we don't do the thing because of money. But money helps us help us all get across. We know what we need to do. We still have to eat and sleep and have a roof over our head. But at the same time, we do this because we love doing what we do. This is our passion in life. And our passion in life is just fortunate enough that our past crop, Brother Satyri and I, because our passion in life is about you, black people. that's what we care about. You know, we don't hate or put down any other group of race of people, but we generally care about our people. See, God raises up people like us to support us. You know, a lot of us cry. We know about the disparities that take place in this country. We know we don't get treated fairly. We know that the playing field is not equal. But somebody has to stand up, and God raised people up. God put those passions in certain people so that we can help set the captives free. And that's what Brother Satavi had dedicated his entire, I knew brother, this brother for half of his life. And I bear witness to the fact that they, him and his wife, were putting in work, and they're still working at it, still doing it, as well as I. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to, like I say, it's a struggle out here. But we're struggling for, excuse my expression, a damn good cause. You, our people, our children, and our children's children. And so we need your support. Help us to help you so we can help ourselves. And before we get a little bit, I know we don't get past the top of the hour, but I want to share a little information about the National Black Unity News. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Black Unity News is a publication that is circulated throughout the entire United States. It's a nationwide black newspaper. There's, I think it's only maybe one or two other newspapers that may be circulated nationwide. I think that's the Nation of Islam publication. But other than that, I'm not aware of any other ones. But regardless of who and where they are, there's over 200 black newspapers here in the United States. And I think we, like I said before, we might be the only nationwide circulated newspaper, and we are just beginning. And I'm proud to say that we are the number one circulated black newspaper in the country because of our online presence. We actually have a physical newspaper that we send out for subscriptions, and but you can also read the publication online. We host live networking events, which, we, like I mentioned to earlier in the broadcast, there one will be held on October the 12th. And we also, I'm also a part of a group called Black Men Unifying Black Men. We just had a breakfast this past Saturday, but we have a breakfast every first Saturday of every month. We encourage black men to participate if you're in the Baltimore area. But getting back to the newspaper and this radio broadcast, we do this because we try to enlighten, encourage, to bring unity and strength to our communities. Now, me and Brother Satire, you know, even though I publish, I'm not a journalist, you know, but I'm just a committed person to the cause. Brother Satire, you know, you can put titles on people, but he's dedicated to, like I said, most of his life to support our children and support our people. And I want to appeal to you all who listen to that. Support this broadcast. Support Brother Satire in the things that he do. Because without people like him, man, I'm going to just tell you this. If you think it's chaotic now, you can imagine without true soldiers out there putting in true work out there, how chaotic it can be. And so, you know, God would not leave us hanging like this. You know, so there's a lot of good people out there, and I bear witness to the fact because I meet so many. I deal with so many people through the National Black Unity News who does so many great works, and we bring that information to you through our publication. And so if you need, if you would love, and I encourage you to get a subscription to this publication, you can do that by going to the nationalblackunitynews.com, or you can call 443-455-2373 to get a subscription. We have a host of people, the editors in that publication, I mean powerful people, giving out information in that particular industry. And we are not kept or brought by anybody else, so the new information you get in the National Black Unity News, we are not hindered from nobody, so we come straight forward to you with solution-oriented information that can enhance your quality of life. So I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious time. It's going to take serious people. It's going to take serious efforts for us to overcome the situation that we're in right now. And I know Brother Satavi is doing some other great, wonderful works, and I know you want to share some of that with me. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David, for that information, and thank you for, you know, giving people again how they can get their subscriptions to the National Black Unity News. And, you know, y'all need to get those subscriptions. And me and my wife, we're the national travel editors, and we have a product. It's called the Vortex. And there's a couple ways you can get involved with the Vortex. One way is you can purchase your own Vortex link, and if you purchase your own Vortex link, what that does, it allows you to build a customer base of people who are able to travel at a discount using your Vortex link. You say, well, what is a Vortex link? What it is, it allows you to help people be able to book travel online for the cheapest retail price out there. And whatever they save versus what they book from going to Expedia or Priceline, then you'll get 60% of that savings in the form of a commission check. So this is a product that's customer base oriented. You don't have to take, even though we're involved, we have twofold in terms of the business. We have the network marketing side of the business, but you can also be a person that just deals with having people use your link, which you give to them for free, and you go about customer acquisition. Also, if you go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. That's MUGROUP, and that's myvortex365.com/MUGROUP. You can create your free Movements Unlimited Vortex account, and now every time when you book your own travel, you'll save money. And when you do, 60% of what you save comes back to our organization, Movements Unlimited, which allows us to be able to have money to do our community work. We had one of my tax clients who just recently used the Vortex to book some rooms for her son's basketball team, and we got paid on that, and you know, showed my wife the check, and she was like, wow, that's great. So we just need to get more and more people to use it. Or you can become a Vortex owner. So you have a choice to become a customer of ours, or you can become a Vortex owner and have your own Vortex account that you can be able to share with people and begin to start earning some money. It is a great fundraising tool for nonprofits, faith-based groups, churches, alumni associations. We call it the ultimate fundraiser. So, you know, want to know more about the ultimate fundraiser? Give me a call at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. Get in touch with me, and we'll make sure you get that information about the ultimate fundraiser, where you can save people money in the $8.3 trillion travel industry. That's a big industry, and hey, if you can get a piece of that, you don't need a lot. Just a piece is good. You know what I mean? And we got our little piece the other day, and constantly going to be getting more and more pieces of it each and every day as people use our Vortex. So we wanted to get that in. And again, we just want to wish everybody out there blessings without number. All good things without end. As our beginning was good, so shall our development throughout eternity be good. If we speak truth, bear struggle against those things that are in opposition to the life that we want to live, and help people so that they can find the greatest good in their lives. And so, you know, we got like 10 minutes left. So, any closing comments you got, David, that you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to what you just said. You know, we live in a powerful world, you know, but like I say, we only get bits and pieces of it. Like in my industry, you know, we own less than 1% of the media. Do you know how large and how huge the media industry is? It's extremely large. If you understand propaganda, they sway you through commercials, through the news media, newsreels, and everything else. What about it? And it forms your opinion. I mean, it has people tell you what to wear, what you can eat, and they have all types of what you like and what you don't like. That's how powerful the media is. But yet, we only own less than 1% of it. Brother Satari also just mentioned about travel. Tell me how big that industry is again, brother.
$8.3
trillion. $8.3
trillion.
They control most of brothers and times. Just this is how powerful this, what we're trying to express to you or impress you, not is this. We both come on here. We on two astronomical type industries. Two brothers. We try to inch our way into this thing, you know, with you in mind. But yet people spending this type of money on travel, this type of money. Do you know if you watch a Super Bowl right now and for 20 seconds would cost you $2 or $3 million just for a 20-second commercial? That's how big media is. But yet here we come to you, two brothers coming to you right now telling you, hey, we can get out and share that market. We can do this together. We can share information with one another. Stop hearing that outside stuff that don't do us no good. Brother Sir Thomas said, we're going to be moving, crisscrossing this country across the world. Why not get a piece of that industry? He's sharing that with you so that you can get a piece of it. So it's why a lot of us sit around hoo-hawing and crying and why we don't have this, why we don't have this. We have to stand up and take action. Support the National Black Unity News because you're supporting yourself. I may be the one who may be hard, the foundation that I'm building right now may be the ones who go hard your children and your children's children. Brothers and Times say, matter of fact, that travel industry, they can be traveling to the moon and every place else in another 10, 20, 30 years. But it's never going to stop, so why not get a piece of it? The brothers offering you an opportunity to get a piece of that. We have to stand up, we have to be committed, and we have to, most importantly, get involved. So support our both of us. My number is 443-455-2373. If you have a product or goods or services that you want to share with the black community, not only here locally but nationwide, then you need to give me a call. You need to call me as soon as possible. We're not hard to get along with, and we're affordable, yet we're effective. And so for your participation and for your livelihood and for our futuristic endeavors, we need to support one another, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's going to come to us and do for us what we have to do for ourselves. No other races have you ever heard. I and my brother spoke about Brother Bill Good speak about this other day. Have you ever heard of any ethnic group coming to support or help out another ethnic group? They take care of their own. They don't do that. They ain't going to save us. We have to save ourselves. Here we just told you two astronomical industries that you could get involved with. One form or another. But we need to do something, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get involved. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, David, for that promo. And, again, our listening audience out there, you know, get mad. Make a decision. M-A-D. Make a decision. That's what Get Mad stands for. Make a decision. Make a decision that you're going to do something today that's different from what you did yesterday. You know, and that is take action. You need to start taking action in your life. And you can take little baby steps, you know. The first thing is, you know, hey, check out, you know, the National Black Unity News. Check out the Word Tech. We also... David, you're putting together a national discount directory. You want to tell people a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. You know, we are already, like I said, we are number one black newspaper in the nation. But that's just the start of things that we are doing. Now, we're in the promotional area. As of 2020, we will be launching a nationwide black business directory where you can go on the computer and find out where black businesses and services all across this country. Not only can you find them, but you will receive discounts from them when you participate with our business. And let me tell you why this is so significant to our community and to our future. Because, like I said, we spend $1.2 trillion in this country every year. We're the only ethnic group in this country that do not support one another. We keep our money less than 6 hours before it goes out to anybody else. And other ethnic groups circulate high 13, 17 times someplace before their money leaves their community. So this is an excellent way to keep our money circulating amongst ourselves. See, can you imagine with a discount card, which would enable you to go into businesses all across this country, not only in your own zip code, in your own city, in your own state, but across the country, where every time you flash your card and go to one of these businesses, you will receive discounts. But at the same time, you are supporting our businesses and services. The business owners grow. And guess what happens when black businesses grow? Most likely they're going to hire people that look just like you. They may hire your children one day. They may build the foundation so big because of our support that they, like I said, we don't have to depend on nobody else. Then let me bring this kind of home to you, Brother Satari, and everybody in the listening audience. This is the technology age. Jobs are leaving. I mean, you can't even go to a supermarket. They can't even find talent no more because that technology is taking over everything. So who's going to hire you now? Already have other ethnic groups coming in this country. When you look at the construction sector, who do you see working? Let me say, what we're talking, me and Brother Satari, we're talking about the survival of our people. This is serious time, ladies and gentlemen. This is time that we have to be conscious enough, conscious about what we are doing. Like my brother say, get mad. Do something. Because if you don't, it's going to happen to you. And so in other words, when we support each other, we support our future. We can build our better schools. We can build better colleges. We can build better communities. We did it before in the past. We do Jim Crow laws. We did it against when it was discrimination. We survived in those things. But somehow we got integrated into all these other things and we forgot about our own. It's time to come home, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to come home. This is not just, me and Brother Satari not only just shouting into the wind, we in survival mode. We are not, like I said, we built foundations and opportunities. So there ain't no excuse, no excuse whatsoever. Participate one form or another. Here's my number again. It's 443-455-2373. You can get a subscription to the publication. We send the publication directly to your home. You can make a donation to the publication. We'll give you a subscription to your home. Or you can participate if you have a business or service. You can participate in an advertisement. Or you can join our directory, a nationwide directory. For less than $120, we got one form. We got different four stages of the directory. It's $59 for a bronze membership, is $79 for gold, silver, and it's, I think it's $99 for gold and $119 for platinum. And in a different level, better benefits for it. But at the same time, regardless of what level you come and get involved, where else can you go and get a year's worth of advertisement for that least amount of dollars? So we made not that we demeaning ourselves today. So we wanted to make it affordable so that everybody can participate. So call me if you have a business or service. You know somebody have a business or service. Give us a call at 443-455-2373. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information, David. And as the brother said, hey, give him a call, y'all. Give him a call. Pick up that phone. Don't delay. Pick up that phone and call today. You know, because the life you save could definitely be your own. And, you know, we want to again just thank everybody that tuned in today to this broadcast, whether you listen to it live or you listen to it in the archives. We want to thank you. We want to thank the 47,000 plus listeners out there. Again, this is Listener Supported Radio. And, it's a powerful broadcast. We just thank you for listening. And it's bringing us to an end. I see we got like a minute and 30 seconds left. So what we're going to do is we'll bring up our theme song called It's My Time, unless Mr. Murphy has anything else he wants to share before we cut this off the air.
Well, we good. We good. Like I said, 443-455-2373, the National Black Unity News. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. And Movements Unlimited is 252-458-3712. 252-458-3712 is Movements Unlimited, and that's Baba Jahi. Give me a call. Don't delay. Pick up that phone and call today. Here's our theme song. It's My Time.